for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Huron Tiger Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a Dilly Bar, Hot Fudge Sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Continue our pregame here, getting set for Huron Tiger Volleyball at Pier. Talking with head coach Josh Lane, our Tiger coach, brought to you by the Scoreboard on 3rd Street downtown Huron. Remember, 3rd and Dakota is open now, a little better access now to the Scoreboard. Huron comes in at 6-12, Pier at 6-9, and coach, coming off a couple of matches last week, a little rest here, and hard to believe we're kind of staring at the end of this season already.
Yeah, well, and it's been a while since I've looked at the seed points, which I did a little bit this morning, actually, as we were kind of getting ready for our day, and us and Pier, we're both sitting right there. We're actually, I think, tied in seed points at this moment, so this match is going to really have an impact in one way or another on where the potential SODAC 16 matches are going to be, how far we got to travel, who we got to play, and all of that. So we got a little rest. We good workout on Friday, good workout on Monday, and now we're on the road here to Pier to play in a tough environment.
Now, Pierre, I guess you don't have to look too far for a scouting report since we just played him 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's 100% true. Now, well, so 2 weeks ago, our scouting report was a front and a back. We've now gravitated later in the season. We get a four-page scouting report, so that was some additional information that I think will help the girls understand what we're looking at on the other side of the net. However, I say that, but, you know, we've watched film for 2 weeks now, and it seems like any of four kids might be setting their offense at any given moment in the middle of this match. So all of those decisions that their coach or their staff is going to make is really going to, you know, impact us on what they're going to do, where they're going to go with the volleyball. But we do feel, you're right, the scouting report is fresh in our minds, and we are prepared for sure.
And realistically, four matches left to go, including tonight. We're not changing anything at this point. Our rotations are set. Can we fine tune to our best of our ability here so we're ready for November?
Yeah, we got to minimize our errors, right? We got to play smart. We can't shoot ourselves in the foot, and we've just got to serve aggressive and try to keep teams out of system. And those are the things we've been talking about over and over and over. You've heard me say it dozens of times. So at the end of this thing, we feel like if our hitters stay positive on the stat sheet and our servers out-serve their serve receive, we're really going to give ourselves the best chance to be successful. Should be a good match tonight. We look forward to playing in a loud gym. Their student section sits right on top of our outside hitters, and so we're ready for the excitement. We're ready for the adrenaline and see what we can do on a bus ride today, which you know, will really put us to the test.
Josh Lean, head coach of the Huron Tigers. I played my interviews out of order there, but Coach Lean is brought to you by the Scoreboard on 3rd Street, downtown Huron. Just to remember, 3rd and Dakota is open now, a little easier access now as the construction getting in its final stages. Stop by the Scoreboard on 3rd Street, downtown Huron. We'll talk to Coach Wheelhouse with the Pier Governors next after this timeout on Dakota Sports.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
1936 was the first year that the state of South Dakota split up high school basketball into two classes. The Huron Tigers won the first ever Class A tournament, and they won it the hard way. They won their three games by a total of 4 points, including the championship game, 22-20, over Sioux Falls. The 36 boys basketball team was coached by George DeClotz.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The Tiger Coach Interview is brought to you by The Scoreboard, downtown Huron. Enjoy fantastic burgers and basket meals, plus their many big screen TVs. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Continue our pregame as we get set for Huron at Pierre High School Volleyball. Carrie Wheelhouse, head coach of Pierre. They come in with a record of 6-9, Carrie, in her first year as head coach of Pierre. And coach, home stretch of the season here. You're sitting at 6-9. Just a brief synopsis, what you've seen so far this year. You had a little to learn, so had the girls.
Yeah, we've had to do a little learning and a little growing. We had some games that we probably shouldn't have lost and that we would like to go back and change, but can't. So we're just looking down the stretch, trying to finish out with a really good season, trying to get us up as far as we can in the standings of these last five games, and hopefully get ourselves into that playoff contention.
I know when we visited 2 weeks ago, you said you came into the season, as I said, you were the new head coach and really not much varsity experience together, but it's 6-9, it was a learning curve, and it looks like the girls have grown some here in the last 2 months.
Yeah, especially in the last couple weeks, we've really started coming on as a team, and the girls are starting to gel. We finally got a lineup that we think really works for us, so we did a lot of changing around of things at the beginning of the season, and that led to some of the stuff not going our way, but now we've seemed to be kind of finding our stride, and it's a good time to find that at the end of the year.
Now, Huron comes in tonight, Huron B, I believe, in four, just 2 weeks ago. So just 2 weeks ago, pretty fresh scouting report there.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, came to, Huron and didn't have our best showing. Learned a lot and have really pushed since then. So we're hoping that we can use some of the stuff that we learned and make some changes and come away with that win.
And wrap it up with this. I think you just said you have five matches left. So really, what are you looking to work on here so you're playing your best there come November?
Yeah, really just working and gelling as a team, working with our setters, with our specific hitters, getting that and using some different offense now that we've got people kind of squared away in our different rotations.
Carrie Wheelhouse, head coach of Pierre, will take this community campus timeout on Dakota Sports.
Your crew of the Scoreboard invite you to come in for lunch or dinner. Stop in at the Scoreboard located at 56 3rd Street Southeast in Huron. Featuring a full menu, and check out their website at scoreboardhuron.com. Whether it's college football or the NFL, you can watch all the exciting action on one of their many big screen TVs. Scoreboard also has a sideline baker's room for your next event. Call 352-7580. Have a good time with old friends at the Scoreboard Bar and Grill. Now, go get them Tigers.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The Huron Tigers Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call us at 605-352-6411. See them at 504th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
You just got a quote from a company and are now being billed for not choosing them. Many contracts have what's referred to as a contingency agreement. These typically specifically state that if you don't go with them, you, after insurance has approved the repair work, will be charged a percentage of the job they quoted. Ask up front if they charge to provide an estimate. Never sign anything that you haven't fully read or understand. If you have any questions, reach out to the South Dakota Office of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Madeline Grace, I'm number one. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist. Reagan Bischoff, number two, freshman center. I'm Ashlyn Grace, I'm number three. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist. Jesse Gergen, junior, number four, center. Sammy Mortis, five, senior, middle. Alexis Ziegeldorf, right side, seven, senior. Chloe Carr, six, middle hitter, junior. Hilton Hines, number nine, junior, libero. Kate Sharon, 10, senior, and outside hitter. Kimden Fuchs, number 11, sophomore, outside hitter. Kyla Pesky, number 12, junior, right side. Maddie Jurgens, 15, CS, senior. Aurora Dreyer, 16, senior, right side hitter. Addie Knight, 17, outside hitter, sophomore. Allie Davis, number 18, outside hitter, junior. Haley Rogers, number 19, DS, junior. Kirsten DeGeese, number 20, DS, senior. Karen Kess, number 21, DS.
She's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year. And the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening back in Pierre. Still about 4.5 minutes to go before we get our introductions. Get the anthem in, and we will eventually be playing volleyball here. Again, been kind of the story this year. It hasn't been often where we have actually been able to start our varsity match off on time at 7 o'clock, and we're looking closer to 7:30 by the time this thing gets underway. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Lower levels today, JV here on 1 in 3, 15-25, 25-21, 15-7. Here on sophomores, 1 in 3, 27-29, 25-23, 9-15. Freshman A picked up a two-set sweep, 25-19, 25-20. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, Pierre tonight back at Tiger Stadium for football on Thursday. Wrap up the regular season. Huron hosting Brookings. That'll be senior night for the Tiger football team as well. Both teams in the playoffs for Huron, most likely on the road. Just see what kind of seed they can come up with. And Brookings most likely needs a win in order to be able to host a first-round game in the playoffs. So the Bobcats will have something to play for as well for that game on Thursday. A volleyball off for a week after tonight. And as I said at the beginning, I think everybody's looking forward to a break. They've been playing a lot of volleyball here the last 3 weeks. And next action is back at home at the arena hosting the Mitchell Colonels next Tuesday. And that'll be senior night for Tiger volleyball. And just a one game or a one match week this week. And again, next week for Huron Tiger volleyball. We'll take a Kurtz Heating and Cooling timeout of 2 minutes. Return here to Pierre, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Bruises and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Rocking the Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Sea Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of a lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Again, good evening. Welcome back to Pier. I'm Jeff Duffy getting set for high school volleyball. Again, a late start here tonight, as most of our matches have been this year. And they are bringing them in now, so we'll see what their timing is as far as the anthem and the introductions. Again, they did senior night as well as having both the lower level matches go late. So that delayed us a little bit as well. Good to see Chloe Carr back in the lineup tonight. She went out with an injury during the match last Thursday with Sioux Falls Jefferson, but cleared to play. She did not play JV, kind of held her back for that, so she could be fully ready to go for varsity, and Chloe is in the lineup tonight for the Huron Tigers. So, again, we'll see what their timing is. I think they do a couple different things. A sportsmanship creed and stuff, so wait and see if they're doing that first or doing the anthem first before we take our break here, before we get to the lineups and finally get this match underway. Here on one in four sets 2 weeks ago at the arena, one of the better all-around efforts that Huron had during the month of October, and they hope to keep building on that. Pierre thinks that they've been playing better as well, so both teams see if they got things going in the right direction. Anthem time. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout. 1 minute. 1 minute here on Dakota Sports on Tiger.
Carry out for fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porsche a call today. See the best.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
There's the anthem, and let's get to some lineups now as we're getting closer to starting this volleyball matchup tonight here on Tigers Pier Governors. Pier head coach is Carrie Wheelhouse. She's in her first year as head coach. Girls we expect to see on the floor: Kira Gossman, 5'7 senior outside. Ava Swenson, 5'5 senior defensive specialist. Alexis Schleckaway, 5'7 junior defensive specialist. Ellie Browers, 5'7 senior setter. Sloan Waldron, a 5'7 junior setter and defensive specialist. Savannah Fullerton, 5'8 senior middle. Grace Hatton is a 5'8 senior libero. JC Bauer, 5'10 senior outside. Campbell Cronin, a 5'11 senior middle. Molly Olson, a 5'6 sophomore setter. Adesoma is a 5'9 senior setter, and we could see three or four different girls set for Pierre here during the course of this match. Here on Tigers, head coach Josh Lean, his third year as head coach, of course, had to take the last year off due to military commitments, but back as the head coach again now. Girls we expect on the floor for Huron, Jensi Gergen, 5'8 junior setter. Samantha Meg Moradeth, 5'7 senior middle. Chloe Carr, 6' junior middle. Hilton Hines, 5'8 junior libero. Maddie Jurgens, a 5'1 senior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, 5'10 senior right side. Addie Knight, a 5'8 sophomore outside. Allie Davis, 5'7 junior outside. Haley Rogers, 5'5 junior serving specialist. Kirsten DeGeese, 5'3 senior defensive specialist. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Got one of the officials' names, not the other. Kim Weed, the longtime official in the estate, is the R1. She'll be the up official. The officials are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Both teams wearing the white tops tonight, which, again, as many uniforms that Huron has, you think we wouldn't have to match up, but we do. So both teams wearing the white tops. If you're watching on the video stream, Huron is closest to me. Got in the corner here, so got the corner view, which has been now my view that I'll have most times when we come to Pier for basketball or volleyball. The Pier student section right across the way from me as well. Looks like they're going with jersey night. A lot of them just wearing their regular Pier ones, but see some colleges and pros there too. Even one guy's got a Pier cheerleading outfit on. And that's always a test here too, because the Pier student section is right next to the Huron Tigers on the side of the court. Getting all the lineup adjustments set, and who's going to actually get the first serve. Okay, we do have a ball, and it'll be Jensi Gergen to get the match underway. Also, I cannot see the scoreboard that has the stats on it, so I'm just going to trust my own stats. Here's the set. The hit is out. Now they're going to say touched by Huron. Savannah Fullerton gets a kill to open things up. And it is 1-0 Pierre. Pierre serving and on to serve for the Governors, Molly Olson, and she'll serve wide right. Service error, and we're tied at one. Addie Knight will serve now for the Huron Tigers right in front of me. Knight will send it to the back row. Going to be passed ahead by Pierre and quick set across. Huron gets control. Back set, right side hit. The tip by Dreyer, blocked back. Dreyer hits it again. Botched ahead and put across by Pierre. Here's the set. Left side, the hit by Davis. Cross court, finds the corner, and Allie Davis gives Huron a 2-1 lead. So see if Huron can keep some momentum going now, as they do have the 2-1 lead. Serve back row handled by the libero, Hanton. Set in the middle, the hit, block on it by the Tigers. Pass ahead, Dreyer off the right side through the block. Hanton kind of couldn't get good control, but is recovered by her teammates. Back set, here's Dreyer again. She'll go long up the middle. Was there a touch? Officials say no, and we're tied at two. On to serve now, Savannah Fullerton for Pierre, as we're just underway here at Pierre Riggs Gymnasium. Serve into the back row to Hines. Gergen will set across Davis, left side, goes cross court, a little too strong, hitting error, and Pierre up 3-2. More hitting errors than anything at this point for the two teams. Fullerton again with the serve for Pierre. Serve back row played by Hines, kept alive by Davis. Going to be a free ball by Gergen. Here comes Pierre, quick set. The tip by Cronin, blocked back by Davis. set again. Back set, right side hit. Soma back row, shanked by Knight, who tried to step in front of a teammate. Soma with the kill. 4-2 lead for Pierre. Fullerton will look to keep momentum going for the Governors. Back row serve received for Hines. Back set and kind of fooled the Pierre player. I'm not sure if that was intended to be a quick set across by Gergen. Looked like she was setting up a dryer, but it went off the mark. But kind of crossed up J.C. Bauer, who tried to block it and just wasn't really expecting it to come. That'll be a kill for Gergen, I guess. Huron back within 4-3. Rogers serving for Huron, and that will drop in for an ace. The back row parted. Nobody made a play on it. That's an ace for Rogers. First ace of the night, either team. And Huron has it tied at 4. Rogers again with the serve. Goes long, service error. And Pierre back up 1 at 5-4. Each team now has a service error. Hines will come back in to play her back row rotations as libero serving for Pierre is J.C. Bauer. I think we got a lineup set again. Bauer will serve. Serve receive Hines, bumped by Gergen. Dreyer off that right side into the block. Tip back, knocked back by Cronin, saved by Carr. Pierre will set across to the left side, cross court. Nice dig by Hines. Set to the left for Davis. Her hit into the net. And Pierre back up by 2 at 6-4. J.C. Bauer serving for Pierre as they have trying to build some early momentum. Serve received. Knight struggled with that again. That'll be an ace for Bauer. And Pierre goes up 7-4. First ace of the night for Pierre. Bauer going to serve at Knight again. Kind of shanks that one. Can't get control of it. Back-to-back aces. It's 8-4. Pierre back-to-back aces by Bauer. And Kirsten DeGeese going to come in for serve receive for Huron. On to serve again for Pierre is Bauer. Bauer sails it back row, goes long, service error. Huron gets one back, it's 8-5. Subbing in for Huron, Maddie Jurgen. She'll serve and play the back row rotations for the Tigers. Jurgens lines it up, sends it across. Serve received back row by Soma. Oh no, Soma's going to set it. Here's the tip by Pierre. Dug out by Jurgens, bumped ahead. Here's the two-hand tip to the corner by Davis. Hanton stays with it. And just going to be tipped across off of Jurgen, saved by Hines, free-balled by Carr. Pierre will set it, back set, right side, Soma, cross court, read the court, saw Huron was shading to the left. She brought it back to the defense's right, 9-5 lead for Pierre. Soma has her second kill. Soma will step back and serve now for the Pierre Governors. Into the corner, serve received Jurgens, back set across by Gergen. Soma will set to the middle, Cronin to the corner, played by Jurgens, quick set back by Gergen. Soma will back set, come off the right side this time, aim for the corner. Dug out by DeGeest, left side hit, blocked, and then Davis had to play it at the last second. She wasn't sure if it was going to go out or not. Cronin with the block kill, and Pierre has a 10-5 lead. Huron making some mistakes, and Pierre is capitalizing. Soma serves. Jurgens on serve, receive. Gergen will set. Davis off that right side. Block back. Dug off. Saved by DeGeese. Freeballed by Jurgens. Way out. And Pierre's open an 11-5 lead, and Huron needs a timeout. Timeout Huron. Pierre with momentum up 11-5 in set one. Community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Huron timeout as Pierre on a run. They have outscored Huron 7-1 in this stretch to lead 11-5. And Addison Soma prepares to serve for the Governors. Back to the corner, Juergens. Gergen will back set. Going to be slapped across by Carr. Soma with the set in the middle. Cronin whips it down. Set it up perfectly, and that was right at the feet of Juergens. Cronin with her second kill. 12-5, Pierre building a lead here in set one. Soma, back row serve, received Juergens, and Davis a nice save on it. Free balled across by Gergen. Soma with the back set, going to be tipped across to the corner. Hines is there, set to the left. The hit by Davis goes long. Was there a touch? There was not. And Huron just struggling at all levels now, down 13-5. Paige Sharon is going to check in for Huron to get some front row time in. Coach Lean just looking for some answers again. Boy, just all levels, Huron has struggled here this evening. Of course, we're still in set one. 13-5, Pierce. Soma serves back row. Hines shanks it to the side. Saved by Gergen. Freeballed by Hines. Pierre with the set, blocked back by Sharon, and a late whistle, and back row attack going to be called on Pierre, and Huron will break that run of the Governors. It's 13-6, Pierre. So my guess is it was probably Soma who was setting, who went up to block. So I know she had just been serving. Knight into the front row for Huron, and Allie Davis back in, and she'll serve and play back row for the Tigers. Tigers see if they can get some juice going here, as it's been a bit of a struggle here to start things off. Serve, receive, Hanton. Back set, right side, Cronin, just going to free ball to Hines. Set by Gergen, back set, here's Carr with the hit. Up the middle, nice dig, back row, Pierre. Come off to the right side, the hit goes long by Gossman. Hitting air, gets another one back for Huron. It's 13-7, Pierre. Davis with the serve. For Huron, floats it to the corner. Serve receive over there by Schleckaway. Tip across by Gossman. Saved and just going to be a free ball here. Knight pushes it to the corner. Hanton there. Back set. Right side hit. Blocked by Carr. Save. Third hit. Juergens couldn't quite get it across. Not sure if that was actually across or just blocked back by Pierre. In any case, Pierre gets the point. It's 14-7. Pierre Governors, and Hanton, the libero, serving for Pierre. Serve received Juergens. Nearly an overpass, knocked over though by Gergen. Pierre can set it up to the left side. Gossman dropped it in the corner. Huron let it go, and it was easily in. Gossman with her first kill, and Pierre up by 8, 15-7. Second time they've led by 8 here in set one. Hanton serving, serve received Juergens. Back set Gergen, and hit blocked. Huron gets control. Free balled across by Hines. Pierre plays it from the corner. Schleckaway bumped ahead. Tipped across by Gossman. Gergen can set across for Knight. Her hit blocked at the net by Pierre. Block kill by Ellie Browers, her first kill. And Pierre is up by 9, 16-7. Can Pierre's come out with some... with some spark, and Huron a little flat, more than a little. Pass ahead by Gergen. Knight just going to two-hand tip it across. Pierre with the set to the left. Gossman hit from the corner, dug out by Davis. Overpass. Pierre gets control, and they're just going to free ball with Gossman. Gergen will set for Carr. Her hit up the middle, and into the net went Pierre. 16-8. Huron back within 8 here in set 1. Hilton Hines serving for the Huron Tigers. Meg Moradeth back into the front row for Huron. Serve back row. Hanton handles it. Set, and just going to be a free ball by Hanton. Meg Moradeth. Here's the set. Gergen over to Knight. Off the left side through the block. Nice dig off the net by Pierre. Huron gets control again. Meg Moradeth with the hit. Slams it to the corner. There, Huron got it set up, got their hitters in a good position. First kill for Samantha Magmoradeth. Pierre going to use a timeout. Pierre up 16-9 in set one. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
For recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Huron Community Campus timeout. Huron Community Campus offers $40 credit hours for in-person classes, the best value in higher education in South Dakota at Huron Community Campus. Each team's used a timeout. Pierre is leading, though, 16-9. Hilton Hines with the serve. Serve received. Nice play by Schleckaway in the back row. She'll free ball from the back row. Dug out by Knight. Quick set by Gergen. Tipped up in the air. Pierre going sideways. But a nice job of Gossman to get it across. Back set. Make more depth to the right. Hits the corner. Overpass Pierre. Huron attacks again. Knight coming off the left side. Tipped at the net. And a whistle. And must be a net call on Pierre. Something on Pierre. Huron gets the point. And Huron a 3-0 run. To pull within 16-10. And Hilton Hines on the serve. Hines, a short serve this time. Hanton comes up to get it. Quick set across by Pierre, way out. Browers was trying to do the quick set, but hit it out by about 5 feet beyond the back line. And Huron, their best run of this set, 4-0 to pull within 16-11. Serve received Pierre. Browers with the set, the two-end tip. Nice play by Juergens, kept alive. No, Gergen. It was a nice play by Juergens to keep the ball off the floor, but then with Maddie on the floor, Gergen had to work around her and just couldn't get a good look at the second hit. And Pierre will get one back. It's 17-11 Governors. Ava Swenson will serve for Pierre. Swenson will send it. Serve received by Juergens. Free ball to cross. Meg Moradeth set to the left. Two end tip by Pierre. Played by Juergens. Going to be a free ball by Knight. Pierre can set it up. They'll quick set across. And we're going to have a legal hit, I believe. No, backline attack again on Pierre. Second line time they've been called for a backline attack. You know, and that's one thing Coach Lean said. They sometimes have three or four different girls setting. Sometimes a girl might forget, am I in the front row or the back row, when they're switching like that. Here on within 17-12. Served by Gergen. Hanton is there. Set. Here's the hit. Blocked at the net by Knight. Pierre gets control again. Back set. Right side hit. Browers dug out by Gergen. Pass ahead by Hines. And the hit by Dreyer goes long. Here on wants a touch. Officials say no. And Pierre up 18-12. We're in set one at a late start. Into a serve for Pierre is Molly Olson. I did both of her parents' games in high school back in the 90s. Mom from Miller, dad from Wessington Springs. Back set, right side, the tip into the backcourt by Knight. Pierre digs it out, Soma sets. They hit left side, blocked at the net, over the net and played off the net. And they're going to call Gergen in the net, I think. Point Pierre, it's 19-12. Ball went straight up in the air. Pierre had a girl there. I believe that was Bauer that wanted to make a play on it, then didn't, and the ball just came straight down on the Huron side of the net. Gergen will back set. Knight coming off the right side, cross court. Olsen digs it out, slapped across. Shanked by Huron, slapped across by Hines. Set in the middle, the hit blocked by Meg Moradeth off the net. Huron can't come up with the with the dig. Savannah Fullerton will pick up her second kill, and Pierre goes up 20-12. Huron still has a timeout left in their pocket, but they have trailed. Let's see. Huron led 2-1, and that's it in this first set. Set to the left, make more death right side through the block, dug out by Olsen, overpass, blocked, and Soma just went up with make more death, got control of the ball. Soma will get the kill, that's her third, and it's 21-12. Pierre has their biggest lead here at 9 points in set one. Olsen serving. Serve receive back row, set, here's the hit, Dreyer from the middle this time, eats up Anton in the back row. You don't always see Rory set up in the front, but it worked that time. Kill for Dreyer, her second. And Huron down by eight. Addie Knight to serve for the Tigers. Back row, serve, receive, Soma. Here's the set. The tip across, blocked back by Meg Moradeth. Dug out by Pierre, but out of bounds. Meg Moradeth will get the block kill. Huron back within seven, 21-14. Second kill for Samantha Meg Moradeth. Knight lines up to serve as Huron. If they're going to have a rally, it needs to come here. Knight back row, serve receive Hatton. Set up the middle. The hit goes long, hitting air by Bauer. And Huron within six, 21-15. We're just down nine. Knight just needs to get the serve over, keep momentum going. Short serve this time. Hatton comes up to get it, set to the left. Tipped across by Soma, cross court, and it did land in. Again, Huron leaning right. Davis tried to chase it to the left, but could not get there. Nice touch by Soma to get her fourth kill, 22-15. Pierre 3 points away. Serve back row goes into the rafters, now off the basket. Huron never got control of that, and Pierre goes up 23-15. I guess I pretty much got to give an ace to Fullerton. It went up in the rafters on the serve receive, but didn't actually hit the rafter. But on the second hit, it hit the basket. Overpass, knocked back by Bowers. Dug out by Hines, and the hit goes down for Meg Moradeth. I think Pierre was in the net as well. Samantha Meg Moradeth will pick up her third kill, 23-16. Haley Rogers, serving specialist on the floor for Huron, is Hilton Hines. So it'll be her turn to sit out a rotation for the Tigers. Rogers, line drive, and that'll be an ace as Swenson could not come up with the answer. There was some smoke on that one from Haley Rogers. She has a pair of aces. 23-17, Huron again trying to creep back into it. We're in the first set. Served by Rogers, a little higher this time, going to be bumped by Soma over the net, hit back by Dreyer and blocked out by Pierre. Another kill for Dreyer, 23-18. Huron has it down to five. Third kill by Cronin. Huron was down 21-12. Now it's a 6-1 run, served by Rogers. Shanked into the stands, another ace by Rogers. Huron within four, 23-19. That's three aces for Haley Rogers. Huron within four. Pierre going to take their second and final timeout here. Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Clean Plus offers epoxy floor cleaning for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at Phil Clean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East. Or check out their website at philcleanplus.net. Phil Clean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, here on Community Campus offers courses through Northern State University. Here on a 7-2 run to get themselves back into it, but got to keep momentum going off the Pierre timeout, Pierre out of timeouts. Huron still has one in their pocket, Haley Rogers, with three aces in this set, and two in this rotation will serve off the timeout. Rogers sends it back row. Serve receive by Swanson, and it goes into the net. Another ace for Rogers, 23-20. Kind of got blocked out, couldn't see who that was, but Swenson on the serve receive had to slide to her knees and put it straight into the net. 23-20, Huron within three. Rogers serves to the corner, shanked in the back row by Pierre. Hanton could not come up with the handle. Another ace for Haley Rogers. I have her for five in this set. And Huron has cut the lead to 23-21. We're down 21-12. Rogers serves. Serve receive again, shanked into the back wall. Another ace, Haley Rogers, 23-22. Huron was down nine. They're down one on a 10-2 run. 23-22. All of a sudden, it's gotten interesting. Rogers serves into the net. It was a great run by Haley Rogers, but the service error puts Pierre at set point at 24-22. Serving for Pierre is J.C. Bauer. 24-22, Pierre at set point. Huron's got to feel like they're riding some momentum. Bauer serves, played by Hines, bumped by Gergen. Right side hit, just free balled across. Pierre can set it up. Pass ahead, Olsen, left side hit. Nice dig by Knight, set by Gergen. And Dreyer, right side, goes cross court. Dug out, tip back by Davis. Pierre digs it out. Set to the left, the hit, blocked by Carr. Still in play here. Bumped ahead by Hines. Long volley hit by Davis. Back into the middle. Crossed up the back row. Davis with the kill. Huron stays alive at 24-23. Davis, her third kill. Set point two for Pierre, but Huron gets the serve back. It'll be Maddie Juergens with the serve, down 24-23. Juergen serves, floats it just over the net for the ace. We're tied at 24. I did not think that was going to make it across the net. It did. Maddie Juergens with the ace. Huron can take the lead here at 24-24. Serve, receive, Hanton. Free ball to cross Soma, right to Knight. Set in the middle. There's Carr to the corner. Off the back row, and Huron at set point, 25-24. Chloe Carr with her first kill. Huron trying to complete the comeback here, up 25-24. Juergens off the top of the net and stays on the Huron side. We'll play on, tied at 25. Third service error on Huron. Soma will serve for Pierre, tied at 25 in set one. Soma, and it goes long. Service error, Soma. A little limbo action there by Maddie Juergens. And Huron, again at set point at 26-25. Third service error on Pierre. Allie Davis to serve at set point. Huron, set point two for Huron. Jump serve, back row, played by Schleckaway. Back set, Cronin with the hit, blocked but out. Cronin answers for Pierre, her fourth kill, and we're tied at 26. Again, it was 21-12 Pierre before Huron rallied. Right now, tied at 26, we'll play on. Hanton serving for Pierre. Serve received, Davis. Juergen will set, here comes Knight, the two-hand tip, cross court, Pierre digs it out. Back set, right side, Browers with the tip, blocked but out by Knight. Browers will get the kill. And now Pierre back at set point, 27-26. Huron going to burn their final timeout. Forgot they still had that. Timeout Huron down 27-26 in set two, or set one. Seems like set two. Community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Huron Community Campus timeout. Huron Community Campus offers quality education at affordable prices. Check out Huron Community Campus. Both teams out of timeouts at set point for Pierre at 27-26. Hanton serving for the Governors. Sends it back row and goes long. We'll play on. Another service error by Pierre. And we're tied at 27. That is what, four? Yep, four service errors, Pierre. Hilton Hines serving. Back row, couple girls come together. Pierre gets control. They're just going to have to free ball it. Make More Death, Gergen. Right back to Make More Death. Hit block back, and Huron can't come up with the dig. Fullerton with the block kill. Huron had it set where they wanted it with Make More Death at the middle. Give Pierre credit. They got the block, and Pierre again at set point, 28-27. Serving for Pierre now, Ava Swenson. Swenson sends it back row to Davis. Set, here's Make More Death right side, sends it back row, Swenson there. Back set, right side, Browers with the tip. Dug out by Davis, bumped by Gergen. Here comes Knight. She'll just add two and tip it across. Pierre, a couple girls come together. They'll just have to free ball it with Fullerton. Huron can set it up here. Set for Make More Death. Pushes it over to block. Nice dig by Pierre. Set, here's the tip. Tigers block it back. Blocked back by Pierre. Gergen with the set. Make More Death from the middle. Pierre, oh, keeps it alive, but hits it out. We'll play on. Tied at 28. Meg Moradeth with the kill as Pierre just never got it going right. Again, both teams are out of timeouts, so we're going to play till somebody wins by two. Jency Gergen serving for Huron, tied at 28. Gergen sends it back row. Hanton serve, back set, right side. Free ball to cross by Fullerton. Set in the middle. Meg Moradeth slams it up the middle. Hanton there. Set across to the left. They hit over the block. Tigers dig it out. Keep it alive. Knight off the left side. Two and tips it. Set by Pierre to the corner. It's out. Waldron tried the quick set, but hit it out by a couple of feet. And Huron set point, 29-28. I have no idea what set point it is for Huron or Pierre. Huron, though, at set point. Serve into the net. We play on, tied at 29. Huron with four service errors. Tied at 29. And Molly Olson serving for Pierre. Serve received, Davis. Back set, right side, Knight tips it up in the middle. Campfire, nobody home. And Huron at set point, 30-29. Great job, Knight. Her first kill came at an opportune time. Now Addie Knight will serve at set point. Knight puts it back row, serve, receive. Here's the ascent to the left. The tip by Soma finds the corner. And we'll play on, tied at 30. Addison Soma has five kills here in the first set. Found the open corner. Fullerton serving for Pierre. Played by Davis, bumped ahead, and Davis will go at the tip through the block, dug out over the net, blocked back by Huron. And it was blocked by Pierre, and it's out. Huron with the point, Allie Davis with the kill. I couldn't tell. Now I think the officials are going to come together. The R2 felt that it was touched by Pierre after Davis hit it. It did land out of bounds going across the net. And now what are we going to do? They give it to Pierre. So they're going to say Davis hit it out and Pierre at set point, 31-30. Now, Coach Lean getting the explanation. It doesn't look like he's not really arguing the point. So originally they called a touch on Pierre, then changed it. Now Pierre at set point. Serve back row, there's Hines. Gergen will back set. Dreyer from the right side, back row. Soma there. Set ahead to the left. The hit back row. Knight is there. Gergen will set. Davis will hit off the net a bit. dug out by Pierre. Set across to the left side, the floater back row to Hines. Set in the middle, Meng Moradeth. And who's in the net? Huron was in the net. Net call on Huron, and Pierre will pull it out. 32-30. Pierre takes set one. We'll take a community campus timeout of 2 minutes. Return here to Pierre. It's 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM, FM, Huron. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tire Sports.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
The Huron Eye Clinic is proud to sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181.
Visit Sun Gold Sports in downtown Huron at Center Plaza or online at sungoldsports.com or call Stephanie at Sun Gold Sports at 605-554-0248. Screen printing, embroidery, custom apparel, awards, banners, and sporting goods. Sun Gold Sports, 289 Dakota Avenue South, Center Plaza in Huron.